The trademark neon sign that marked the location of Mel's Tea Room for 7 decades will remain on the building outside, but the space that once housed the beloved diner has been transformed into something completely new. The mint green walls have been painted black on one side and exposed to brick on another. Modern lighting hangs over a simple bar where patrons will soon be able to order a beer and pay their bill. Underfoot is still the same black and white tile floor that was once part of the Mel's Tea Room aesthetic. The one crossover to the new restaurant opening soon in this space in the coming weeks, Oh Chicken. Oh Chicken is the work of Paul Ann, owner and operator of Song's Chopsticks across the street. Ann says when he saw the Mel's space up for lease, he started imagining what else he could bring to the restaurant landscape of Sackville. A Korean favorite came to mind, Korean fried chicken, what is sometimes called the other KFC. Chicken pieces, either boneless or bone-in, marinated, deep-fried, and then glazed with a number of different sauces.
So our most popular, I mean, from back home from Korea, is yangnyeom chicken. So it's like a sweet, easier way to say it's like a sweet chili, but it's different. But that's the, I mean, I can't really describe the sauce unless you have, like, you have to try it. But it's similar, I would say, sweet chili kind of type. Very little spice into it, but it's more sweet. And we have definitely, we have fries, we have honey chicken, we have soy chicken, we have cheese chicken, we have onion chicken. We spent a lot of time making the recipe. Past 2 months, I had chicken almost every day. So we try to aim, because our Asian taste and then the Western taste are a little different, so we kind of changed it to fit more towards Western culture. So I hope people like it. I talked to a few students. They already know what it is because they tried from Toronto or from Vancouver, Montreal, or even back home. They tried it. So they kind of, a lot of people know about it and they were excited. I'm sure we'll have people from Moncton coming in too to try it too. We'll have more. Yeah, I think that we're very excited. I wanted to open as soon as possible.
Ann has been working on transforming the Mel's space since early August, and he's near the finish line. He hopes to finish construction this week and work on getting the correct permits the week after. If all goes well, Oh Chicken could be open in mid-September, but he hopes to open the doors by the end of the month at least. Besides the new look, the first thing to notice about the restaurant space is that it's a bit smaller. The back left-hand portion of the restaurant has been walled off, and Ann says he's not aware of any plans for the space.
So there won't be anything for now, I think, on the back side. Hopefully, in the future, year or two, if we do really well, we're willing to expand it more. We have space to expand it more. But as of now, it'll just be empty space.
Ann moved to Canada from Korea in 2014 and has been living in Moncton ever since, commuting to Songs, which he took over in 2019. Sackville has grown on him over the past 4 years.
We're happy we're in Sackville. It's a little small town. Not a lot of people know about it. I didn't know about it until I actually came to Sackville. But I think it's a pretty nice small town where everyone knows each other, and I have a customer coming in same day, same every week with same menus. So that's pretty interesting too.
You got regulars.
I got regulars. So they come, they don't even order. I see them, okay, you're getting same thing. I go, I just make the food right away. So that's, I don't think you see that a lot in bigger cities, but that's something I like about Sackville. I decided, okay, we're going to stay longer in Sackville. Let's do another restaurant. And we ended up doing Oh Chicken. And I'm here now. Hopefully stay here for longer. And if there's more opportunity, I'm looking to do more stuff in Sackville.
Yeah. Now, you've been in Sackville since 2019, so you do know the town fairly well. Mel's Tea Room, which was in this space before, has had a really long history here.
Yes.
Do you have concerns about people sort of having that nostalgic and being sort of sad about you know, yes. I mean, you're the yeah. first new thing to yeah. happen in this space. So maybe you'll get some of the blame for the fact that Mel's isn't here. Are you worried about that?
Yes and no. First, yes, because it's like you said, Mel's been here for such a long time, and people were, I mean, they grew up here with Mel's together. So I do understand that they're very sad. Something new is coming in. It's totally different. Yeah.
What's your message for those people?
I hope they like us. I hope they like our food. I mean, we try to keep it. I guess it was hard to keep it the same, but we try to keep the floor. I mean, it's not much different. We just change the color, and that's about it. But hopefully, they will accept something new. Hopefully, they'll like us. I understand there's still some people who might still be like, oh, we want Mel's back. They miss Mel's, which I understand. But I think, I mean, I hope they're willing to take something new to the town. Hopefully they'll like the food. I mean, if they like the food, I think they slowly be okay with it. So our aim is to have nice food, really good food. So if people who, for example, hate at the start, if they tried it, oh, the food's good, okay, then they slowly kind of, you know, as time goes, that's what we're aiming for.
Win people over.
Yes.
Your food.
Yes, yes. I hope so. Yeah.
There's a big giant sign outside that says Mel's Tea Room.
Yes.
And it's kind of a fixture of the street.
Yes.
Do you know what the future of that's like? You know, are you okay? Number one, are you okay with running O Chicken while there's that sign there? Or would you, you know, what's the future of that sign?
We personally don't mind having that sign there. I don't think anything's going to happen anytime soon. I believe, because it's not ours at the start, so it's going to be there. And if the previous owner wants to come and take it out, I mean, they might, but I don't think they will. So I think the landlord is okay living there. They ask us if we're okay living there, so we're like, we're okay. Like you said, it's a part of the street. It's been there for a long time. And we don't mind. I mean, so as of what I know, it's going to still be there.
That's Paul Ann, owner of Song's Chopsticks and the new O Chicken, which is slated to open in the coming weeks on Bridge Street in the former Mel's Tea Room space. Ann says that after taking over Song's right before the pandemic, he's looking forward to what the coming year will bring for his two businesses.
We're pretty excited for here, also for Song's, because we took over the songs in 2019, and then the pandemic hit it on 2020. Like, I think it was February, March when it hit it. So I didn't really have much fun there. But last year was okay because slowly people were coming back. But I know this year is like the first year where everything is full back to normal. So we're very excited. I think I see a lot of international students slowly coming back. So we're excited for that. For both, yeah. And even for Sackville. And with other restaurants. Everyone been through long pandemic. So I think everyone is excited for this year, especially this year.
That's Paul Ann, owner of Song's Chopsticks and the new O Chicken, which is slated to open this September on Bridge Street.